Our next presentation is going to be using concept maps and pre-collegiate experiences to measure comprehension of student knowledge in soil science in two introductory agronomy courses. And John Trapp will be our speaker.
All right. Thank you for the introduction. My name is John Trappi. I'm a graduate student in the agronomy department at Purdue University. And just something that I worked as an hourly in assistance for an introductory agronomy course, and this was just kind of an experiment that was done post facto, with respect to something else that was done within the course. But essentially, concept mapping has been shown to be an excellent measurement of knowledge structure. That is, how students or subjects perceive a given subject matter and how they form that within their own mind. Additionally, it's also been shown that it can be used for comprehension of a given subject. Specifically, you can develop a grading scale to quantify how students organize certain subjects and then give a rating scale to that. And this coupled with the experiential learning theory, which knowledge is created through transformation of experience, we can use concept maps and relate this back to specifically to prior experiences. This is especially true with respect to agronomy and the agricultural sciences, where many students who do enter agronomy enter it because of their previous experiences, and this is certainly relevant to this. To our curriculum. So just to give a little bit of background information on the course, it's titled Agronomy 105, Crop Production. For the sake of this presentation, there were two sections used, spring and fall of 2010, and the course content ranges from crop and soil sciences. Additionally, an IC was used, which is Integrating Spatial Experiences in Education, which is a program developed in the agronomy department at Purdue University. And it essentially just ties in, you can essentially tie in demographics of the students through surveys to what would be found on, for a given soil type, for a given region within the state of Indiana. You can find very specific information and relate those two. So the objective of our study was to examine the effects of student experiences in soil judging and an introductory soil science course on concept map scores based on the student comprehension of the given course information. The course information in this case being the lesson related to soil science. So the demographics for the students in the course, it's predominantly a freshman course with about 26 of the 68 total students being freshmen, 25 being sophomores, and 5 being juniors, and 12 being seniors. Separating out those students based upon what we were testing against, whether or not the students had taken a previous introductory soil science course, Agronomy 255, whereas 53 of the 68 students had not previously taken it. Those that were currently enrolled, there was 6 of the 58 students, and those who had previously taken it, previously taken 255 prior to enrolling in Agronomy 105, there were 7 of those students. And then there was, relating back to previous high school soil judging experience, 18 of the 68 students did have that experience, with one student having that previous soil judging experience in addition to being currently enrolled in the Agronomy 255. And then finally, the students who've had soil judging as well as Agronomy 255, there were 4 of those students. So additionally, we tried to relate the concept map scores back to the final grade that the students obtained in the course, related to the students who had previously taken soil judging, there were 19 A's, 3 B's, and 1 pass-fail that wasn't applicable. And then there was, of the students who did not have soil judging, there were 30 A's, 1 B, and 1 C. So the majority of the students in the class earned an A, and we tested to see if there was any relationship or differences between grade and soil judging with the t-test, and that was just non-significant. So just a little bit of background information there. So with respect to our methods and how we implemented the concept map method, the students were presented an example of a concept map for superheroes. And this was done immediately prior to the students completing a pre- and post-concept map. The students, so this is just an example of the superhero concept map, and this was just worked through with the students prior to, just so that way they understand what exactly is a concept map and how it's implemented. And then the students were then given 20 minutes to complete the pre- and the post-concept maps before and after the lesson. So a grading rubric that was originally modified from Mitzman et al. In 2010 was essentially designed to provide us some kind of structure for to provide some kind of values to their scores. And so the main topic in this case would have been soil science, and then we moved down into categories and then subcategories and then into concepts. And I'll explain a little bit more about the hierarchy and then the grading here in just a second. So with respect to scoring, it's actually a weighted scale. So the idea being that the more complex a student's concept map would be, the better that they understand the material. So we wanted to provide more points for the more complex concept maps, and then a similar score for the less complex categories. So relationships earned 1 point, examples earned another point, hierarchy earned 4 points, and interconnections earned 10 points. And then this scoring rubric was based on Novak and Gowen in 1984. So just to kind of give you a little bit of definitions for what each of the categories stood for. So relationships were a connection between two concepts with a directional arrow and a linking phase. Examples were just specific examples of concepts. And hierarchy was a structure of the map that moves from general to more specific concepts. Again, this was something that was typically found in students who had a greater understanding of that, or a more complex understanding of the given subject matter. And then interconnections, which were relationships between concepts of examples between two different branches or multiple branches within the same concept map. Here's an example of a student's pre-concept map in this case, it was soil science. And you can just see that there was, and this is just a very basic representation of what a typical pre-concept map would look like. And then comparing that to a post-concept map, there was just an overall increase in complexity, a little bit more hierarchy, and then a few more interconnections between the different branches within the same concept map. Statistical analysis was performed with SPSS, and ANOVA was used to separate differences, if indeed they existed, between a concept map score differences. That is, taking a difference between the post-concept map and the pre-concept map to try to determine if there was an improvement in their score. So the concept map category scores were the dependent variables and the previous soil science experience, i.e. soil judging, or whether or not they had taken the previous introductory soil science course, and then as well as course grade were the independent variables. And we did use the Levine's test for homogeneity to determine if there was how much variance or how to determine if our scores were normally distributed. And there was actually a significant relationship. The category of relationship did have a significant, there were significant differences in their variance. And so a t-test was needed to perform just for the relationship because all of the other categories were not statistically different. So moving into the results, for whether or not a student was previously enrolled in Agronomy 255, there were significant differences for the relationships. So in this case, connecting the main topic to categories or categories to subcategories or concepts. And again, these were lower level categories that were a little bit less complex. There was hierarchies were also significantly different between students who had previously taken 255 and those students who had not. This was a higher level structure that was found with students who typically understood the content a little bit more. And then the overall total score of adding each of the individual categories was statistically different for whether or not students had taken 255. And there were no significant differences between examples and interconnections. As was mentioned previously, a t-test was needed to be performed for the category of relationships. And in this case, there were significant differences between students who were currently enrolled in 255 and those who had previously taken the course. So the students who were currently in the course had actually scored higher on their, had higher relationship scores than those who had previously taken it. And additionally, students who had previously taken 255 had higher relationships than those who had not taken the course. So again, similarly, the students who had previously taken the course just had higher relationship scores than those who had not taken Agronomy 255 yet. And there were no differences existed between students currently in Agronomy 255 as well as 105 and with respect to relationship scores. Looking at whether previous high school judging soil judging experience, there was actually no significant differences between the categories for relationships, examples, hierarchy, interconnections, and then the overall total. And a similar trend was observed for looking at course grade compared to the individual categories of relationships, examples, hierarchy, interconnections, as well as the total. It was actually surprising to us that there were not as many differences between soil judging and course grade, that those did not have a greater impact on the individual categories or the total score. With respect to the course grade, as was mentioned previously, since there were so many students that did receive an A for the course, that was likely a reason for that. With respect to soil judging, the concept mapping is related to critical thinking, and since it was a freshman level course and the students likely had not been exposed to concept maps before, this was just a relatively new way for them to describe their knowledge. And of course, the lack of experience in constructing those concept maps probably limited their use in those differences that may have existed. And then even though this test did not show any as much as significant results as probably what would be expected related to overall improvement in the category scores, the implications still that the concept mapping can be a potentially used to increase critical thinking within the curriculum. So based on what we've learned from this experiment was that there's a couple things that might be recommended for future use, and that would be to isolate and evaluate the knowledge structure. That is, don't make it a timed exercise. Don't focus on what the individual scores were and try to look at it more on how they structure it and how it's organized for themselves. And then additionally, concept mapping could be more applicable if it was based on internship experiences. So after the students have already been exposed to the knowledge and then move into experience, And maybe you might see a little bit more separation there. And then finally, concept maps, as was mentioned previously, can be an excellent tool for instruction. And the students themselves indicated that they felt like it actually improved their knowledge of the content spatially. And then related to this, if you provide some feedback and you do this throughout the course and then throughout the course of the semester, I'm sure that the students would probably get an even more improved benefit from this. So with that, I'd like to take any questions you might have and go from there.
Can we give our speaker a hand? Probably have one quick question.
Yes.
Along those lines, maybe that might differentiate scores.
Okay, so the question was, did we look at the individual learning styles for the students and then relate those back to the concept map scores? We did actually collect some data with respect to this for all of the subjects within this course, but just for the sake of brevity, we didn't actually include some of that. And when we go to write this up for publication, we will include that, and we're gonna look at that in greater detail. Question? Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.